Night of the Singing Birds by Susan Barry. Part of the Romance by Ida Pollock Collection. Narrated by Catherine Moran for Saga Egmont. Chapter 1. There were three women kneeling on the floor at her feet, and on the faces of two of them, Angela watched expressions of fanatical zeal and devotion to the task in hand, crowding all other expressions out of their tense and concentrated and somewhat elderly features. The other was a much younger woman, a novice at this sort of thing. A recent addition, in fact, to the establishment of Madame Renée of Paris, and her principal function in life appeared, at the moment, to be the collecting of pins and holding of measuring tapes when they were thrust at her by one or other of the other two women. Angela could feel the heat of the room sapping her energy and blunting the edges of her wits. It actually seemed to be coming at her in waves, and in them the sharp outlines of the furniture and the suffocating thickness of the carpet seemed to dissolve and be about to disappear as if they were no more than a mirage. She pushed the heavy burnt gold hair back from her brow and protested that she must surely have been standing for far longer than was reasonable. Certainly in such a climate, and with the noise of the cicadas outside the windows creating a clamour that was enough in itself to give one a headache. Madame Renée, who had made this journey specially from Paris to give satisfaction to one of her oldest and most valued clients, looked up in a vague way and sought to remember that the girl was young, and therefore some allowance had to be made for her and her inability to rise fully to such an occasion. "If I could sit down for just a few minutes," Angela requested a trifle faintly.
"Mais certainement, mademoiselle," Madame Renée replied.
"But first I will remove the dress," she added, with an expression of genuine horror, lest some accident at this late stage should befall the confection in satin and lace that was one of her greatest causes for satisfaction at the moment. The dress was removed, with such infinite care that it was some little while before Angela could utter a long-drawn sigh of relief and revel in the sensation of being free of the clinging satin and the hampering closeness of the waist and hip lines. Then she wandered over to the nearest window and extended her arms to the slight puff of air that came in at it. Madame Renée regarded her a little thoughtfully. She was too immature to give her a feeling of absolute satisfaction in a job that would undoubtedly be well done. A little more flesh on the bones in the right places, fewer hollows in the neck, and definitely a better developed bust would have provided her with more of a challenge and drawn murmurs of awe from the beholders once the wedding gown was an established fact. At the moment, the hemline was wavering, and in order to emphasise that slim waistline, something would have to be done about the 32-inch bust. Padding, perhaps? She doubted whether Doña Miranda would consent to that. Members of the Cazenta d'Algo family were unlikely to make concessions, and although Angela was only half a Cazenta d'Algo, an uncompromising English Greville, in fact, who most unfortunately took entirely after her father's family, the limitations would be the same, particularly as Doña Miranda, her grandmother, was footing the bill for the entire bridal outfit. Madame Renée tapped her teeth with the end of the gold-mounted pencil with which she made calculations in connection with her client on a slip of paper that frequently got lost, with the result that the calculations had to be made all over again, and reflected that she would have to talk earnestly to Doña Miranda and persuade her that in this case something would have to be done. Not that the girl was unattractive. Straight from her finishing school in Switzerland, she was all, and rather more, than one might have expected. She had escaped the Cazenta pallor, for one thing, and had an enchanting magnolia pale skin, with a delicious hint of colour just over the cheekbones, when she wasn't being fitted for her wedding gown and the temperature was very high, that is. And her hair was lovely.